Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf. Tonight, we discuss all the secrets that are out of the bag. Stay tuned for more. Wow, welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf, and you know, an explosive one.
Yes, so good.
Had to play a little freedom, because we finally got a little freedom this episode. Yeah.
Listen, they tell you the truth will set you free, and yeah. I think this episode it did, folks. I think it did.
Free from all the lies, right? Oh, my God. Well, we want to thank you guys for watching. We want to give a special shout out to Oprah, who tweeted us today. We are always watching. We're glad that you're watching. Yeah. So we just love that you're out there supporting us. And my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for all your support and love. And again, a special shout out to Miss Oprah. We just love you and we support you on the show. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take States.
Yes, sir. And a special shout out to all the fans and Oprah again as well. Y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
So what a heck of an episode. We were all waiting for it, but man, I didn't expect it like this.
I couldn't even sit down.
I know.
I have to stand up. It was too much.
How hilarious. He literally was watching the end standing up.
I couldn't.
You guys know I had my moments. It's funny because I think in the beginning, first two episodes, we were saying like, okay, by seven, they're going to do this. And by eight, they're going to do this. And I love that, not necessarily that it was predictable, but that we were so close and following the storyline, and we were so interested in how we were so invested in the character so early that we're seeing when their weak points hit.
It was just like having that, you know, you're waiting for that baby to be born. It was like, this was a pregnant woman who was like 12 months pregnant. You're like, come out already.
And then, she had triplets.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. That's what happened today.
So we started at the top of the episode with them trying to deal with the fallout from David Nelson. What did you guys think about how they're dealing with that? And the different reactions, I thought they had different responses.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting how they first started off the episode with Gigi sitting on the bed with her guilt trip.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a very powerful opening when you really think about it, because it went from Gigi to the pastor.
Yeah.
Then the pastor sitting on the bed. So it's like, what's going through his head? You know, what is he thinking about? What's in the briefcase? You feel me?
Yeah.
So that was a very powerful opening.
Yeah, we didn't get that revealed until a little bit later.
Right.
As I said last week, I was so sad with the David Nelson thing. I really wish that there was a possibility for that character to stay alive, because I really love that storyline in terms of figuring out what we can do about the situation with police officers and civilians, because I think it's just so important and it's so evident right now. So watching them kind of react to that and feel that burden, what was interesting is that the burden was very evident. And that was what was so beautiful about these characters. Nothing just like slides off their back. Someone died. Oh my gosh, crap. Yeah. It's like, we're feeling it. We're sad about it. We share it with the congregation, that kind of thing. And I think Grace and the bishop had those reactions.
Yeah.
So I think that was really good. But then trickling down everybody else, it's just crazy. Yeah. Like,
I just love it. So grounded in reality. And it was interesting to me because it was almost a little bit on the gun debate. Because here you had this one gun that was used to kill this guy. Hmm. But then you had the bishop with the gun that he's got for safety, and he's got the lock on it. But now he might be using it in another manner. But it was just very interesting to see how different people had their takes on security. And initially he was about peace, but now he's thinking, maybe I might need to use. So I just love the groundedness in reality and what we're kind of all debating now.
That's such a scary thing. Like, just as you said, it's reality. And, you know, people expect, okay, you're from Texas State, so you would have experienced this. I'm like, I've never seen a gun, in my house. So, and then somebody else may say it's a different story. So it's hard. It's such a hard debate. And then seeing it on this show, I'm like,
But I was a gun rights activist by the end of the show. I was like, you know what?
Okay,
now is the
man,
time.
Right.
So, let's just talk about it. So,
shout out to the live chat, though.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out to the fans in the chat room. We see
we
y'all.
We see you, Julia.
We love you, Julia. Thank you
for watching, sweetie.
But it's crazy. So now we get to the cat getting out of the bag.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to just spill out like that.
Man.
I thought we were going to get some trickle.
No, that's why I couldn't stay in a seat, y'all, because it was like, we knew something was getting ready to happen,
right.
But just the way, it was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect for it to happen the way it did.
So
that was a complete loop.
Well, the bishop's reaction for me was obviously, what do you expected? Lady May's reaction, not so much. What did you guys think? Because she's still almost skeptical when she's watching these videos. What do you guys think?
It's her brother.
Yeah.
It would be crazy for me to say, like, just believe him, because as we see Lady May's character, she's not like that.
Yeah.
Okay, she's skeptical. She likes to make sure she knows the truth versus, even when her husband says something, she's like, let me find out for myself.
Yeah.
And that's why Lady May is Lady May.
Yeah.
So I think it was a very realistic version of my brother did this. Okay, I have to find out. Yeah. And it was just the worst, honestly, to watch because I was like, your brother sucks.
And, so,
like,
but now we're left in a conundrum. So Jacob knows now, and Jacob's upset, and so everyone seems to know. But they have to get him to confess it. And that's really the only way they can get the church out of trouble.
Yes, yes.
So what do you guys think about that little twist? How are they going to get him to confess?
That's, I mean, like the pastor said, what's unfortunate about that is if he decides to fight it, he's going to bring the church down with
absolutely.
Him. And that's going to be very tumultuous, if that's the word that I'm looking for. For the church. Yeah. I mean, first off, they don't even want everyone to know. You feel me? Because this is the core. This is the pastor, first lady. This is the core. This is the church.
And it affects so much. I mean, if the scholarship, if we find out the scholarship was about paying people off.
Oh, then the church is done.
Yeah, the church is done.
And that's how do you even explain that in a meeting?
And we already know Pastor Skanks is probably ready to jump up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is playing.
He's playing. So it's like, oh, gosh, that was the hardest part. I mean, I think with the confessing thing, it is very possible. If we can plant another female, which I don't like that word, but if we can put another female in his passes, because there's a weakness to this.
Well, it is a disease.
It's a disease and a sickness. And if we can do that and get Uncle Mac to fall...
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the way it's going.
You like the way it's going?
With a bishop and the gun and the...
You'd rather him just die. What? He can't.
It just seems, like, how are you going to get this guy to confess?
He can't.
He knows
they're going to have to catch him in the act.
They have to. I think Grace said it. There's no way he can die because that doesn't do justice for the women.
But at the point... the bishop's pulling a gun on him, he's going to run. He's not going to stay around and think it's like, hunky-dory. And then, another girl. No, I mean, so I don't know where it's going to go from there.
I agree. I guess you're
right.
That's
going to be interesting.
I love that we have a cliffhanger and, like, we still have more episodes.
Right.
Like
true. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But we have Noah and Isabel. What?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Why do you look so sad? He just looks so sad.
I'm like, first off, shout out to Noah. You know, thank you for coming in and sitting with us, bro.
Yes,
Ben.
You know, we... I was already mad that you and Gigi even did what y'all did, you know, but damn to woman's intuition, yo.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's a real thing.
As the only woman on the panel.
Thing. Yeah, tell us. So good.
I was so impressed because the way Isabel caught it, that I don't even, listen, is my intuition in check? Because I have never been, she was so clear on her idea of what happened. I mean, the clarity was, y'all. Anna, you did not tell me. This is what I don't like about this cast. We know and love all of you, and half of you have already been here, and y'all don't tell us nothing.
Right.
This is, like, Ben was sitting here and lied to
us. They got really well-trained, and they know.
But anyway, to say that, I just think that we kind of saw it coming, and the sad thing, I know this is so wrong, I wish he lied. Is that weird?
No, I wish he lied, too.
But what she said to him was like, if you tell me the truth, we can move past this.
Oh,
that is a strong woman.
No.
That's a typical lie. She took the ring off.
I want to find out the truth.
But the fact that she even said, but she seemed sincere about it. She was like, I'm hurt, but if you tell me the truth, then we can move past this. But if you lie to me, I cannot go into this marriage with a lie.
Right.
I can respect the fact that she was woman enough to be like, look, if you just tell me the truth, then we can move past
Wait. So do you think they're going to save that wedding? Because she said
the wedding was off. But remember when she went outside the door and she stood there? She's thinking about it. So I'm sure she's going to probably think about it.
Well, she said, if you tell me the truth. And then she said, thank you for not lying. So I guess he
took the ring off.
She threw the ring in his face.
Right, she threw the ring. But you know what? It was a lot of emotions going on.
I don't know, that scene was powerful.
It was intense.
I just refuse to believe they set me up for a wedding scene because I want a wedding scene so bad.
I know.
I'm manifesting it's happening.
So if it's not Isabel Noah, okay, is it even possible to be Grey's and Noah?
For a wedding scene?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, no.
Is that crazy?
I mean, it's not crazy, but if that happens...
Yeah, that would be a slap in the face.
Y'all, when we watch the episode, I'm going to fall on the floor, you guys. Y'all thought I was standing up today watching the show?
Here's what I noticed. What I noticed during the Bishop and Gigi's meeting, Sophia's father calls. Just real quick. Oh, I'm not going to pick it up. I just hadn't noticed that too much, and they kind of interjected it in an interesting part. So I have a feeling Sophia's father's got to come back to town.
This is too much.
You know what? One thing I loved that during the Isabel Noah scene, and she said, don't say my name.
Yo,
don't say my name. And literally, that was so I don't know what was powerful. So powerful about that, but yeah, she said it three times and she was so definite. And I was like, she's not taking you back,
Well, your
Noah.
Name is your power. We own our names, you know?
Yeah. That's deep.
Brooke Ross agrees with me, by the way. She's in the chat. Thanks, Brooke. I just said that. I love that. Okay.
You know when people don't want you to talk and you hear that, take my name out your mouth. It's the same way. It was just like, keep my name out. You're not worthy. You're not worthy of saying it.
Exactly. You're no longer worthy of even speaking my name.
Okay, I know, last point. Do we think that Ben and Grace were just doing it one time and they didn't really think anybody was going to know and he was going to move on to marry Isabel and this just kind of ruined it?
I think, listen, they're adults and there's some lingering love, but it has been 20 years.
Right.
So there's an understanding from his part that this is my life now.
Yeah.
So, but he had a little issue.
Is it once a dog, always a dog in this situation?
No, I think he...
Well, I don't think he's a dog. To Noah's defense, I don't think he's a dog. He's just torn. I mean, remember how they left. They didn't break up. Things just kind of fell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they didn't really get to express. And like she told Noah, she was like, Noah, you were home to me. That's deep.
That was tough.
That's someone. Oh my God.
When is Meryl coming in? We need her. Hey, Meryl, where you at? There's so many emotions every time her and Noah talk. Yeah. To the point that I'm sitting there like,
as actors, I can't believe that they just had to experience this and then walk off set and say, okay, we're done.
Like, I just cheated and broke up your wife. Right. Explain to me what just happened. Lord.
And of course, they wanted to leave no stone unturned, so we had Charity and Kevin. And so now Charity is getting suspicious.
I got some tea about
this
that.
This episode was bomb.
Wait, you said you got some tea about that?
I feel, okay. Well,
tell us.
To that whole thing, I like the fact that their chemistry with her and the choir director, but their chemistry is almost like kind of like girlfriends, you know, in a sense. But I'm thinking that, remember when she went and talked to him and was like, you know, I feel like, what's her husband's name? Her fiance's name?
Kevin.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, Kevin, he's always on his phone. He's always, you know, he's not paying attention to me anymore. What is he doing? She's asking him, and I'm thinking that their relationship that they're going to create with each other is going to be that type of bond where she's going to be coming to him for advice. Mm. Now, with him being a out gay male and Kevin being a undercover DL, whatever y'all want to call it, swipe left, swipe right. Shame on you, bro, because you were swiping again.
Go ahead.
I think that she's going to be like, can you maybe like, you know, talk to him or maybe hang out, kind of get acquainted with him just to see. I feel like something is going to happen with that show.
He didn't say he was trying to figure it out.
He going to know tea. He's going to know some tea.
Kevin is so petty. Like, why are you so obvious? Like, do you love her or not? Like, I don't know.
Clearly
it's like,
he's swiping.
Yes. He's on the phone in front of her.
But how many men do that? A lot of men are cheating in front of. I mean, Jacob essentially was doing the same thing.
Yeah, true.
I know. You're right. They're both petty. I go in on both of them each week. It's like, you guys are so disrespectful to these women who are standing here loving you. And it's not just like in this situation, it's life, and it can be vice versa. A woman can do the same thing to a man. But I think it's just so funny because Kevin, he'll be like, no, I'm in love with you even more now than ever. It's like,
how is she not, like, I mean, she's still suspicious. He's not giving her the phone. That's like the number one thing.
I would have been like, we paid the bill together. Give me that.
I feel like if somebody, well, it's kind of, it's hard because, like, I'm on both sides. Like, you should be comfortable enough to never even have to ask for your partner's phone. Yeah. But I also do understand that if your partner is showing signs of something, then you should be like, okay, well, you know, let me bring it to your attention. You know, can I maybe see your phone? Now, if you're a person that has nothing to hide, then you should easily be like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem in that. Regardless of, you know, personal privacy or not, if we're in a relationship and we have this understanding that I'm with you, if I ever want to see your phone just to do anything, you should never hesitate.
You don't want to establish a pattern of behavior, though. I have a situation where I'm like, I don't want you coming to me every single time.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable.
Exactly. It's a hard thing to kind of, but I get it. This is interesting. Right.
Because I understand what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. I mean, if I'm in a relationship and I feel... I mean, I don't know. I'm not really the girl who's like, I'm suspicious, but you never know. I mean, Isabel had every right, as we see.
Clearly.
We know.
So if that's the case, and she wanted to see Noah's phone, I mean, does she have a right to ask? I mean, is it a pattern of behavior or is it true suspicion? Well, she was like right.
And at this stage, if my wife is pregnant with twins, she's a little emotional.
She better be able to see my phone.
I'm gonna give her the phone. But
okay, and how dare he? What did he say? Oh, someone's hungry.
Well, she's eating for three. She's
did you?
Three.
No, you went in on my eating patterns, right, though? Like, I'm carrying your children.
That was so low, bro. Like, for real?
I'm carrying your children.
But you know what? He had nothing else to say.
I just wanted to tap into the chat. Brooke Ross just said, he erased it. Do you think he will stay off those sites?
No, Brooke. He did not say.
I don't think he erased it, Brooke. I think he put it in, like, a folder or something, like a hidden folder. But I don't think it was erased because he scrolled down to, like, the bottom part. And y'all know on the iPhones, when you push it down there, it stay down there.
We're getting an iPhone lesson. Okay.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he did have that iPhone. Yeah, it looked like the six.
I think he'll still be on the sites. I'm sure Richard said they should just come out and let his wife know that he's gay.
Agreed.
I'm sure
that's eventually. Yeah. I think
somebody's gonna spill the tea.
So, somebody said, Nicole Wells Foster said, I think he loves her, just not in love with her. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
you're right. And I think we've seen, like, it devolve, where there was a moment, especially that first scene, where they seemed really connected, and then, in, like, the first episode, and then you just kind of see it eroding.
It trickled away. Yeah. It trickles away, because he's just more and more into this app, like.
But, yeah, I think we got to see some more drama from that. But we had Mac and May in that showdown, and that was, like, an emotional showdown to have a sister confront her brother about this. And I still think there might be some issues with the father. And, you know, just the way she talked to him about the sickness, and she hates the father so much, I wonder if there had been some sort of, like, you know, dealings with him in, like, a sexual nature.
Mm.
But what do you guys think about that emotional scene?
She knew.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lady May, because, see, Lady May has a very strong spirit of discernment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So she knows. Just like she knew Gigi slept with Noah as. She knew.
Wait a minute, though. But we had Lady May calling, what, Gigi the hand servant of the...
Lady May. I mean,
that was... of the devil. She called her daughter the hand servant.
This is the thing. There's twisted family relationships that we see. And one thing that all of us have agreed on is that Gigi doesnn't win. When it comes to
she
her mom,
she can't win for losing.
I love that.
Ooh, it was a hand servant of the father of lies. Like, I love that.
Something real. Something a mother doesn't say to her daughter. Yeah. And it was just tough because I was watching the scene with Lady May Mac, and I'm thinking, is she mad or is she not mad? Is she mad? I couldn't because there were so many beautiful moments where like it was eyebrow up, eyebrow down, eyebrow. You know, and I see a lot of Lady May's feelings in her facial expressions. Yes. So when she gave me that quick gasp, I was like, okay, she knows.
That's why I love Lynn Whitfield in this role. Everything just through this little lens.
She barely said
that's how I knew. I was like, her eyes, y'all, she knows.
She saw, I believe you. And I'm like, she's lying.
Yeah.
Like,
you saw hope for the truth. You saw her kind of listening to him. You saw her realizing it wasn't true and her thinking, let me compose myself
to get out of here.
She took that deep breath. She
was like, how? Okay. But can I really ask? Yeah. How do you think she figured it out? Because even though we know in that scene as her sister, I don't know if I would
know her brother. You know your brother. She grew up with her brother. She looked her brother in his eyes.
And he looked like he was lying.
He's lying from his eyes. Really though, that's real. If you ever talk to somebody, look them dead in the eye. I promise you. You can tell when somebody's lying. That's not a joke, y'all. When you start having conversations with people and you want to know if somebody's lying to y'all, I'm telling you, look them dead in their face. I kid you not, y'all. Look them in their eyes.
Life lessons with Carter here. Love it.
But I also think she may have gotten just from saying it out loud. Because sometimes when you say things out loud, they sound ridiculous to you. And it was just like, as she was saying it, she was like, wait. So that means Vita's lying, Darlene's lying.
Right.
Like, she's like, wait a minute.
And then he was like, faith is everything. Yeah. And I think that, like, because that's when her eye changed. She was like, faith was everything. And I was like, you or the family?
And low-key, I still think there must have been something with the father. And maybe she's seen something that she saw with the father. And now she's seen in Mac. Mm. But
Lord have mercy.
It's a complete mess.
Gosh, that was a lot.
Lorraine, it's okay. My name is Mr. Carter, sweetie. I'll see you. I apologize for not knowing your name. I appreciate that. It's cool.
And how did you guys feel, at least for me, when they're talking to Zora? Because I was actually... Because remember, I've been saying all along, I wonder if Mac has tried anything with Zora or Sophia. How did you guys...
Hated that
whole conversation.
Hated that scene. So uncomfortable. So uncomfortable as a dad to have to...
Right, to have to sit that your was, daughter down. Down and... But his face said everything. Like, he was so uncomfortable. Mm.
Yeah.
He was so uncomfortable.
But can y'all. We just say how funny Zora is? Like, even in she, a, yeah. even in a moment. So, she said, so is he a perv or not? Okay, yeah. I'm like, what's this really girl going on?
She's like, I'm 16.
I love y'all can tell me.
I'm like, you're only, she's great.
And we need her character yes. for this show because really there's so much intensity. Sometimes yeah. you need Zora to come
she's
in.
She's like,
and
I'm just, but the thing is, why do you think she didn't tell her dad what she ended up telling her cousin later on?
I think it's a daunting situation as a kid. You know, I think you feel like you can't speak.
Well, and then maybe,
you
don't know well, maybe she plan. Thought it wasn't relevant enough. Because like she said, she no, was she like, knew. Well, I mean, you know, he only, you know, just one time he, you know.
She knew
no,
something. She knew,
it
was she knew. That's right? why she.
I think she knew it was going to just cause more drama, more blow up. And
she probably likes drama,
the,
though.
She didn't know the well, not like
sniffing
this,
really.
You know?
Girl, we ain't forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, Zora's likes drama. You know? We don't want to put that past her. But I, okay, I get what you're saying. I don't know. That was sad.
It's hard to get in the mind, I guess, of a 16-year-old in that situation.
Yeah, you know, true. Very true.
It's like, why don't you speak? Or, you know, why didn't, you know, Danielle speak up more initially? You know, that kind of thing.
That's tough.
But.
Jesus. I'm loving these tweets, you guys. Somebody said, the eyes have it with Lady May.
Yes,
yeah.
The Holy
girl.
Ghost will reveal things. Amen. He sure will. You know what's up, Richard.
So what do we think about the Bishop and Mac? Because that relationship is now obviously damaged.
Mac, no. And Mac knew that someone knew. You know, he didn't know that just Gigi knew, because every time he comes around them now, he's very uneasy.
Yeah.
If you notice, his whole demeanor around everybody is like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
he
tenses
or do
up.
You not
like,
know?
Yeah, like someone may know something. You know, he's walking on eggshells, and he know he's walking on eggshells.
I'm truly, truly disappointed in him as like, I don't know. It's like, I know it's a character, but I guess we're so in love with these characters. I'm truly pissed off that he's done this to so many girls and so many...
Oh, and in your family, though.
Well,
family.
It's just...
It was trying not to cry in that final scene when the bishop is talking about, have you ever had kids?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like to care for your kid and want the best for them?
And then have it be their uncle. Mm. It's just, it's truly heartbreaking. And All right. Sorry. I had to take a second because I just...
So does the bishop pull the trigger? That's the question.
No.
Does he pull that trigger?
No. I don't... I think Grace comes in just in time, personally. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, she was running. She was running for something.
Yeah, I'm like... I think she comes in just in time, but I do think it's interesting to see how we're going to figure out how they go from here if the trigger is not pulled.
I'm just going to be upset if he doesn't pull this trigger and Matt gets to Cuba. Or was it Cuba? Or was it Mexico?
If he gets
he's
to leave.
He's just trying to escape, okay?
Absolutely.
Because he knew shit was finna hit the fan.
Right.
No, shit finna hit the fan. That's why he's trying to flee. Because he know.
Gosh,
well,
that is...
Well, I don't think he was going to flee for the fishing. I think the fishing trip was just a planned thing. But now, I think he might just take that opportunity.
He knew something. Because he remember in the last episode when he went to Grace and was like, stay out of my business. So he knew shit was finna hit the fan because he know Gigi know.
Yeah.
And he know that she finna do something with this information.
Yeah. Mm. I love that we finally got to see the line where she, you know, the brother says, is this why you came home? And she's like, no, but it's why I stayed.
Why I stayed.
That
I
was
stayed.
A powerful, wow. yeah.
That was my line of the week. Like, perfect. She said, this is why I stayed. I want my family to be resurrected from this crazy.
Yes.
I don't know. It was just hard to watch the fact that no one believed her, and now they're finally...
And 20 years have passed.
Do you know?
And it's just like...
That's insane.
And when Jacob revealed that he believed her, but he just didn't want to say anything.
But he was a kid at the time.
Right, I'm glad that she was like, it wasn't your fault. It's
you
okay.
Were a child.
You were a child.
Yeah.
Now, do we need a Lady May apology? Do we need the most epic apology we have ever seen in the history?
I mean, she called her daughter Lucifer's minion. Yeah. Like, yes.
Okay. I want Lady May to cry, personally. Yeah. You have, because Gigi, we have been trying to support Gigi through this whole...
God. Oh my God.
We are on episode 8 and we don't know where the love's coming from her. Besides her daughter and her, and her dad, we're just...
Really, Brooke?
Oh, hey, Brooke.
Oh.
Did you know they announced that there will be 16
episodes
next
season? No.
Holla. Yes. We'll be here, Brooke.
Thank you.
We got you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Congratulations to the fans and to the cast.
And to the cast.
You guys are wonderful. Congratulations. Yes. Wow. We're ready. Yeah. We're ready. We're here for you.
We're ready for big time.
Whew.
Well, let's get into predictions. I want to get you guys predictions for the next few episodes.
I can't even think. I truly can't think. Predictions? Can we have the music? Because I need that.
No, we don't get the music.
You're right. No music. Okay.
Come on, we can do it. Predictions.
Okay, you go first, Carter. You go first.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Real quick, crazy twist that I was thinking of as we were discussing. to Zora and Gigi's daughter, when they were on the bed talking, and she was like, you know, Mac never, you know, did anything, you know, he never touched me. And how Zora was like, but she was like, you know, he's very nice. And Zora was like, well, that's how it starts. What if, remember how we're thinking that they're going to have to set Mac up, like we're going to have to catch them in the act. Well, there's no really other girls that they can technically use to catch him in the act than one of them. Now, I know that's a crazy, crazy and bizarre thought, but really think about it, you guys. Who would they use to set Mac up?
But that means Mac now, after everyone knows and being confronted by the gun with the bishop,
is stupid enough.
It's still on the, you know,
that would
around.
Be... I mean, that would truly be the biggest disappointment of it all. If
that's
he's,
the
if,
truth.
I don't want to say that's stupid, but if he,
but
if
it's a sickness, it's
right?
A
and
yeah,
devil,
so
right.
That's why I took
and the
back
devil
stupid.
Don't stop.
Yeah, I didn't.
The
I
devil
didn't,
don't give
yeah.
a damn. The devil yeah. don't stop. Snake is the devil.
Well, I had predicted that, but not until this moment. See, I thought there might be, but now I don't think so.
No,
much.
You'll think it's gonna be a setup. They're gonna have to catch
know.
Him some way, y'all.
I think the set. You're right. I think the setup would be a little too. Is it easy? I don't know. I'm looking for a word.
I just think he'd be skeptical about yeah. it. Now, like, I mean, you know, everybody knows.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
Gotta, like,
you're
yeah.
not. You can't hide it.
Hmm.
That's okay, so my thing is, of course, I'm so interested in what's going on with Uncle Mac, but I really want to figure out is Gigi and Noah, where do they go from here?
Yeah.
Your marriage is broken up, Noah. Yeah. Does Isabel take you back? Yeah. Does Gigi decide, let's hunky-dory it again? What do we do there? That triangle is so interesting and so intense to me that I'm like, okay, right now I'm thinking Isabel's, because like she said, this family is not her problem.
Yeah.
This she was only tied. She was barely on the end of the rope, you know. So now she's here. Does she leave? Does she tell Lady May? How do we handle it? That's where I'm just like, wow.
Mm.
And when does Oprah's character, which when does she come back and tell her brother, I told you so?
Well,
when does that happen?
It's got to be by next episode.
Because she said we come for you.
Well, my prediction is that there will be a wedding. And so I think we're going to see her at the wedding.
Who do you think's mommy. Getting married?
I have to smile, y'all. That's my mother. Nicole Collins is my mommy. Hi, mommy. I see you.
Oh,
shout out to you.
Oh, I love that. Mom, where are you at? No, I'm I love it. I love it. I love it. Somebody said, boy, if he touched Sophia, Grace finna burn the church down.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
no,
that could be
yeah, that's. Somebody else said, Gigi, he's going to be pregnant.
Gigi's going to be pregnant.
Oh.
Ooh. No.
We never considered that.
No, I don't
y'all.
Want it. No.
That would be
y'all, I can only handle so much.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No. No.
That
no.
prediction
Lorraine,
is crazy,
that was
Lorraine.
Too
I like that
stressful.
I like that one. I like that one.
But no.
If that happens, it's going to be like the clip. That'll be the last episode of the season.
It's got
right?
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Start
that
season two. Man. And then leave us hanging until season two for that. That's going to be so wrong, y'all. That's going to be so wrong.
I still can't pick up my jaw. I have to find my jaw.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. What are you thinking? Last thoughts.
There'll definitely be a wedding for sure.
Okay.
I gotta think Isabel's gonna try to reconcile with Noah.
Mm.
And at that wedding, I think we'll see it will be fireworks. That'll be Uncle Mac maybe trying to flee. I think he'll be at the wedding. I think they may try to get him arrested. I think we'll see some fireworks. But I am dead set on having a wedding on this show.
I've seen his tweet, too.
It's hilarious. He was like, wedding. I'm like, are you planning it? Yeah. Are you paying for it? No, I'm kidding.
There's no drama like a wedding. There's no drama like,
true.
You know, the priest being up there in that moment of silence. Anyone have anything to say, to object? There's high drama in weddings.
True.
I would hope we get a good wedding scene.
True. One of my favorite wedding scenes out of TV all time is Grey's Anatomy. So if you could top that, I am here for it. Like, I'm ready.
Well, I think they're definitely on track if they have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're introducing some other characters slowly. We get Thomas, who's about to join the Deacon Board.
Mm.
I think that's interesting. So I'm interested to see how they... Because I feel like we've gotten all the topics out. We've gotten all the secrets out.
Mm.
So I'm interested to see how it progresses going forth. Like, what other secrets are there to learn? And
you know. I mean, the Kevin marriage isn't fully...
Something. Oh yeah,
out yet
yeah,
in terms
true.
Of you know. So I think there's so much more to do with the church, the director,
yeah.
and the choir. You
and we
know.
Still have the bishop and his problem, I guess.
Yeah. Oh
you know,
yes.
Yeah, the medical condition. So we still have a lot to work through. But man, this was like a really satisfying episode.
I truly
yes.
like,
very much too. So. Yeah. Shout out to the writers, the cast. Oprah, everybody.
Yes. Honestly.
Everything.
And
yeah.
like, see, a personal, like, I love you to Anna because she's just such a talent. Like, that scene... don't say my name. I'm going to have to take that somewhere. I don't even know where I'm going to take that. Hopefully I never have to use it, but I love that scene. So good.
Right. That was awesome.
Love you guys. Everyone. Gosh. Yeah. Wow. 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 Yeah. Wow. Meryl, we got to have you on the show. We need to talk to you about what's going on with Gigi. Love it.
Well, we love you guys. We're glad you guys tuned in. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We want to hear your tweets, your comments. You can find me at Shaka Strong, Twitter and Instagram.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As usual, we love you. Make sure you tweet us throughout the week. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays.
And you already know, though, y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Yes, yes.
See you guys next week. Wednesdays
Bye, guys.
At 8 o'clock.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
Wait, is it okay if I say Olivia Pope, guys? Is she-